In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, we continue to learn about the composer Gioachino Rossini and his influence.
So Yehuda Hanani, let me ask you this. Was Rossini a guy who could tell a joke?
Oh my goodness. The thing is, he could tell a joke without using words, unaided by words. So this is a very kind of special thing. Normally, when we hear funny things in opera or in vaudeville, or the pieces that we've heard so far by Flanders and Swann or Offenbach, there is text. And we can enjoy the text even without the music if the text is funny enough. But Rossini had the gift of actually creating funny scenarios by sounds alone. And one of them we're going to hear in its entirety, and it's called Un petit train de plaisir, a little pleasure train ride. He dreaded trains. So he's really mocking his own fear by describing this adventure. There's a chuggy departure from the station. There's a satanic whistle, as he calls it, the high trill in the piano. The attempted seduction of some lady passengers at the stop. A derailment. You can hear it in the piano part. The death of two fat passengers. One goes to heaven, one goes to hell. All in sound, all in music. Then, of course, comes the funeral march, and it ends. The final section is marked the bitter grief of the heirs. So, and it is a lively skipping waltz.
So I get this, and I've heard you deal with this in one of your concerts. But I do want to ask you this: was he only wrote music? Did he ever write libretto too?
No, he only wrote music, and he had very good collaborators for the words.
Rossini's Un Petit Train de Plaisir, performed at a Close Encounters with Music concert in Great Barrington. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani. Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series presents a midwinter fireside concert entitled Hide and Seek, Humor in the Works of Papa Haydn, on Saturday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. cewm.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.